Welcome to Managing Safety, brought to you by the Florida Aviation Network, an effort of the National Aviation Safety Foundation and a coalition of local, regional, and national aviation organizations and agencies. This talk show addresses strategies for thinking in today's complex aviation world. Now, here's Joel Hargis, an instrument-rated private pilot who flies regularly around Florida and the Southeast for business in his Mooney. Joel is EAA Chapter 534 President and Young Eagle Coordinator promoting aviation.
Hello, I'm Joel Hargis with the Florida Aviation Network, and really excited today to be at Sun and Fun 2022. It's the 48th annual Sun and Fun show, aerospace show. It's like the second largest show in the country. And it's a big time, and I'm really excited to be here today with Jennifer Sasser. Now, Jennifer, are you the principal here?
The director of the Central Florida Aerospace Academy. I'm also an assistant principal of our larger school, which is Kathleen High School. But we are a very unique situation in that we are located about 12 miles away from our main campus. So we're kind of on our own little island out here on the airport. But yes, I am an assistant principal of the big school and director of the Central Florida Aerospace Academy.
Which is a very, very unique school because you teach aviation as a large part of your curriculum. Mm-hmm. True? Mm-hmm. But you still teach math and science and all everything to graduate high school, but talk to me about the educational programs for aviation that you guys do here at Central Florida Aviation Academy.
Absolutely. We are a 9th through 12th grade public high school. You do not pay to go to school here at CFAA. We are part of a regular high school. Like I mentioned before, we're just distance-wise a little ways away. But we have currently about 365 9th through 12th grade students. They take their courses, their elective courses are focused in areas of aviation, but they do take their core subjects, so math, English, social studies, science, they take here on our campus as well. So we're very unique in that particular situation. Currently, we are very fortunate to be able to offer our students a wide variety of courses in aviation. Our focus here is a little bit different from what you see at other aviation schools in that a lot of the other aviation schools will just focus on like one aspect of aviation, maybe their pilot program or their mechanics program or something of that nature. Here, we are very pleased to offer our students multiple pathways to engage with the aviation learning and community. Obviously, we do have a track in which our students are able to go through. We use the AOPA curriculum for 9th through 12th grade for our students to earn their private pilot's license for those students who are wanting to go that pathway. We have another pathway. That is our aircraft mechanics pathway, and we actually do that in conjunction with our local Travis Technical College.
Oh, cool.
So our students are able to go into that, and those of you who are aircraft mechanics knows that training takes quite a while.
Yes.
And our students being a little bit younger with that aircraft mechanics, they actually go into that, and we have them do that over the course of a couple years. They're able to work on their general and start working towards their airframe and power plant, and they can transition right over to Travis Technical College or some other program and finish that certification to become an aircraft mechanic. We also have, so that's a second one, we
right.
also have avionics.
Cool.
Which is obviously the study of the electronics within that, and that's kind of done, we really encourage our students who are going into aircraft maintenance to do the avionics program, and that way they're able to use that avionics in their mechanics. Another program that we have is we have an engineering program. Our students in engineering use a computer program to design, and then they also go out and create using that program, and they're able to get certification in SolidWorks and certification in other programs that are related to engineering.
So they can actually design an aircraft.
Oh, absolutely. And absolutely. And
have any of those ever gone from, from the high school design to into fruition?
Not yet. Not yet. So we're but there have been aspects of it that that are kind of used in what the kids are doing, but not quite yet though.
That's
we're not quite there yet.
That's cool.
Right? Right?
Yeah.
And then our newest program that we have on campus is our UAS program. So the drones are becoming it's becoming a big thing, obviously. And so that started, I believe we're in our third year with our drone program. And we do that in conjunction with Embry-Riddle. Embry-Riddle University actually supports our drone program. In fact, they built us this big drone cage out behind the school where the kids are able to go fly the drones. Since we're located here in an airport, you can't simply just send your drones up wherever you want to. But that is our newest program that we have. And obviously, you know, as the needs in the aviation industry change, we are adding and looking to the industry on, you know, what's coming next. Next year, we're going to be adding an aviation business and management courses to our programs as well. So that's another area. Yeah, that's another area where the community
That'll be six
altogether.
Wow.
Yes. Yes. So that's another area where our community here, specifically our local community, that's the Lakeland Linder Airport here that we're located with, they are really promoting businesses and new businesses with aviation and helping people get those new businesses up and running. And so it just really fit naturally for us to start a program that hopefully our kids will be able to engage with some of these up-and-coming business owners right here in our community, and they can help them and vice versa and so on and so forth. So that's those are the programs that we have at CFA.
That's great, because the Lakeland Airport is growing in leaps and bounds.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, leaps and bounds.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm a business guy. I'm a pilot, but business guy. Employees is the hardest quotient of the equation, right? I mean, to be able to tap into somebody that's got background through high school, I mean, they come out with almost experience, you
mm-hmm.
know, that you just can't get. It's hard to get that experience.
Right.
So that's amazing. So lots of different programs and pathways, as you call
mm-hmm.
it. So one of the other things, we were talking earlier, that I'm very passionate about is teaching youth aviation.
Mm-hmm.
And I've tried to encourage different EAA chapters, and we've even got a high school in Lake County now that's teaching aviation. To me, you guys are kind of the gold standard in aviation training for high school students in the Southeast, if not the country. Are you open to let other groups come and see what you're doing, see the secret sauce, if you will?
We have groups all the time.
Oh, really?
Yes. We have had groups of folks come in from Oregon and different states that come in. We give them tours. We sit down with them. We help them with planning. We're also really, really fortunate right now that in our district there has been a lot of interest in aviation, not just over here on the east side of Polk County. I'm sorry, the west side of Polk County. See, but also over on our east side of Polk County, because we are growing so much. This particular area in Florida is growing tremendously. They have had a aviation program, just the aviation courses. And that's towards getting your pilot training. They've had just the aviation courses at Winter Haven High School, which is also
nice.
Another public school.
I've heard that.
Yes, yes. In fact, one of the really cool things is that they are now in the process. They are working with the Winter Haven Airport to basically set up a CFAA East.
Nice.
And so we are very supportive of them. I'm in constant communication with their director that they have. They're right now looking for supporters, looking for people who want to really get involved and really want to help that particular community. But they are hoping to be able to eventually be like we are, to be able to reach such a wide audience. But it's not a competition with us. Good things come from when we do good things and we share them with other people and aviation grows, it's good for the whole community. There's no such thing as we're going to keep this under wraps and nobody gets to know what we do. I want everybody to know what we do because it's not going to work specifically like it does for us for you. It has to be this, and this. It's going to depend on your community. It's going to depend on your resources, and it's going to depend on the people in the aviation community and how they want to help and how they're able to help. We are extremely fortunate here. You know, it started in 2008, so we're at 14 years right now. So we're sort of in that middle year transition. We're not just starting out. We're not still in a portable somewhere.
I would say you're very well established.
Right, it's more established, but it's still not where it's going to be though. We still have a lot of work to do. We still have work to do in, again, finding out what the needs are from the aviation community, making sure that we're addressing those needs, really strengthening our ties with the community and the aviation community, increasing the our programs and increasing the number of programs. The other thing that we have to do, and we're in the process of doing it because we can do it now, is we really, really want to be able to reach out to members in our community who are not typically people who would come to an aviation school. We know that in STEM, that it's very, there's not a lot of females or minority students in the STEM community. But those are students that we want to focus on and we want to get out to them. We want to show them.
I think that's great.
This is an opportunity. You can do this too.
Well, and you know what's so important about what you're doing, and particularly the diversity, is aviation continues to grow and grow. And, I mean, it's public knowledge that a pilot shortage is upon us. And it's only getting worse, mm-hmm. right? So 350 students, how many do you graduate a year?
Roughly about 65, 70 students
there
a year
you go.
Are graduating.
That is a drop mm-hmm. in the
right.
bucket.
Right.
And so pilot jobs are everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
You can't, if you listen to just a regular FM radio station, mm-hmm. In almost any market that I'm in, I hear ads for APIA
mm-hmm.
training.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, those guys wouldn't be advertising if they didn't have places to put those people. I mean, it's just, and the other thing I always like to point out, and you probably know this, do you know where more people learn to fly than anywhere in the world?
Nowhere.
Central Florida.
Really? That does not surprise me.
Central Florida.
Doesn't surprise me.
For a couple of reasons.
Okay.
Obviously, Embry-Riddle was a big part of that. Mm-hmm. There's a jillion flight schools around the Daytona, Orlando, mm-hmm. this area. But it's because of weather and terrain.
Mm-hmm.
We have good weather, and you can't run into a mountain in Florida.
Right.
So it's just the ideal place to do it. And so what you've put together and willing to help others
mm-hmm.
is great. And believe me, I know I'm going to be spreading that word,
mm-hmm.
you know, like, go down and talk to those guys.
Call
Jennifer up. She'll hook you up, get you on a tour. And I understand the kids do a lot of those tours.
The kids sell this place 100%. When we have people come for tours, and we have sometimes two or three a day.
Wow.
When people come in for tour, because we're very open. We do want people to see what's going on here. We want people to know. When people come in for a tour, I give the opening spiel and tell them a little background information. But then I turn our guests over to our students. And they are the ones who then are able to go and promote what's going on because they're the ones who know what's going on.
Right.
I have about 60 students that have signed up, and we've kind of done a little training with them, if you will, and teaching them to interact with people, teaching them to go through and lead these tours, and they get so excited
yeah,
about
they
it.
They become teachers.
They do. They really do. They are our best marketing tool, definitely, is our own students. So.
Well, you know, and we're very fortunate, and I've shout this out to the crew out there. We've got, gosh, a half a dozen of your students mm-hmm. that are on our crew. Mm-hmm. They're camera people. Right now our floor manager is one of your students. They participate with us, and we don't get paid. We're volunteers, mm-hmm. and so they do all that. And it's a lot of time and hours. And this was my second year at Sun and Fun. Last year I was amazed at the enthusiasm that they had, and they listen, they show up on time, they just as hard or harder workers than most of us older folks, what a great representation of your student body.
I appreciate that. I'm really happy to hear that. As the mother hen, sometimes you worry about when they get out of the house a little bit, but but our students do a phenomenal job. They really do. I think it's a culture that we've built. It's culture of excellence.
I would agree.
It's not from, okay, we only take the best and the brightest and so on and so forth. Our policy of admissions is just like it is for any other academy here in Polk County. So they apply and they are able to be accepted. So
I got one more question for you before we run out of time. In working with other schools and groups, EAA chapters, funding. Mm. Where funding is the thing that, I can find volunteers, people that are pilots and mentors and this and that, mm-hmm. but without any money.
Money. Where does the money come from? Well,
yes, ma'am.
We actually were very fortunate here because the building itself was actually donated by the James C. Ray. James C. Ray was a philanthropist that actually came to one of the Sun and Funds, and we were holding classes out in a hangar, and they were able to get with him, and he said, yeah, I will help with some of the money to help fund the building. So the building technically belongs to Aerospace Center for Excellence, and the way it works is that the school board, obviously, still we're public schools, so the funding comes as a public funding, and then some of that money that they use to then rent the building, if you will, okay, because the facilities belong to ACE. Some of that money is then used in the James C. Ray Foundation again to then help those students fulfill their dreams of becoming a pilot or an AMT or so on and so forth. But we are always, always on the lookout for partners and opportunities and things of that nature. So you have to be. You have to be constantly.
I'm very familiar with the Ray Scholarship.
Yeah.
They're given out every year. Mm-hmm. Based on some qualifications. I'm very familiar with that. Is there any other corporate sponsors that you have?
We do have some sponsors.
Anybody else that are, very friendly to teaching youth aviation that might like to participate for other opportunities?
Mm-hmm. We're actually very fortunate. Obviously, we have a very strong connection with Sun and Fun and with the Aerospace Center for Excellence, and they are great in providing us with resources. They also help us as far as, if there are opportunities for grants and things like that, they will let us know those sorts of things. As far as, there are not necessarily corporations out there that just write us a check every year. That doesn't actually happen.
Donate product, though?
Sometimes. We have
headsets,
Redbird.
Tools.
Redbird did. Oh, we got some wonderful simulators. Thank you for bringing that up, actually. They gave us some throttle quadrant controllers. Okay. They gave us some I hate trying to say that because that's always fun, but we were very fortunate that they actually donated like an entire lab full of those for
nice.
Our students.
Wow.
Yes, right?
That's cool. So you got a bunch of Sims.
We did. And then we also through Embry-Riddle also has donated a Redbird to us. So we have a simulator that our students are
full
able
motion.
To use full motion. Yeah. Yeah.
That's
so it's
cool.
Beautiful. Yeah. Yeah, and so we're very fortunate in those partnerships that they're able to help us and to provide things for us. Gulf Coast Avionics is a wonderful supporter for us. Rick Garcia over there, if there's something we needed some TVs for the announcements in the cafeteria, and we called, and 2 days later he shows up with them in the back of his truck. So,
wow.
It's one of those things where we do have people that and you have people out there who want to help and want to participate.
Sure. No doubt.
It's just a matter of putting it out there and saying, hey, we need this help. We're all in this together.
So we're down to just about a minute left here as we run out of time. You've been so informative and so helpful.
Mm-hmm.
And gosh, the kids in this Polk County area, how lucky are they, right? And any last advice for anybody doing this? And again, 30 seconds.
Oh, 30 seconds. Oh, that's not going to work. I think the biggest thing is listen to your people. Listen to what's going on. Try to really stay connected with the entire community that you're a part of. And I think that really applies to anyone who's doing any kind of career tech academies. Think about what your industry needs. Think about how you can serve the industry, because that's our goal. Our goal is to serve the aviation industry by preparing the next generation.
Well, again, you guys have just done an incredible job here. Like I say, I'm so impressed with the facility, the peeking my head into certain rooms, and the labs that you have here. Super impressed with your student body that I've been engaged with. I can't tell you how proud I am of what you guys do here and changing lives of kids for aviation, because quite frankly, right now, we need it.
Absolutely.
Thank you, Jennifer. I am Joel Hargis with the Florida Aviation Network, and we're here at Sun and Fun 2022, and it's the 48th annual show. We got some pretty good weather, lots of planes. I encourage everybody to come on out, check out Sun and Fun here in Lakeland, Florida, 2022.
We hope you've enjoyed today's Managing Safety, brought to you by the Florida Aviation Network, an effort of the National Aviation Safety Foundation and a coalition of local, regional, and national aviation organizations and agencies. Please visit our studio website to hear past programs.